The Warriors are headed to a fourth consecutive Western Conference Finals and will face the Houston Rockets after closing out this series against the Pelicans with a Game 5 win, punctuated by a 28-point night from Stephen Curry. Draymond Green, an assist shy of a triple-double with 19 points and 14 rebounds. Klay Thompson, 23 points on the evening, while Kevin Durant delivers 24 points as the Warriors take it 113-104 the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
I want to say congratulations to the Pelicans. They had a great season, and that was a hell of a series. They showed what they were made of when they fought back in the fourth quarter and made things difficult for us. We knew that's the type of game it was going to be. Every series is difficult to close out, especially against a team with that kind of firepower, and they kept coming at us. So congrats to Alvin. I thought he did a great job with this team, and their players, they really had a great year, and it was really fun to compete against them, and we're happy to be moving on, and fourth straight conference finals. I think our guys should be really proud of themselves. Who's got a question?
Steve, what left you most encouraged regarding Steph's progress?
We played him 37 minutes tonight, so the conditioning is absolutely coming. You know, in fact, it's probably there. You know, if he can play 37 minutes in a playoff game, then I think he's okay. And now we got about 5 days till our next game, so time to recover and continue his work. And you know, it just feels like he's back now.
Steve, what did you think of Draymond's, how he took over the game in the final 2 minutes and also his rebounding impact? And did you see when he went over to the Pelicans huddle, and what was your reaction to that?
Draymond was amazing the whole series. Obviously, he's such a valuable player for us and, you know, a guy who fits the modern NBA so well. You've got to be able to guard everybody on the floor, and Draymond does that. I saw him go in the huddle, and didn't surprise me.
Steve, what can you say about what Klay did for you in that first quarter when you guys kind of struggled to get going shooting?
Yeah, Klay broke out quickly, and I thought that was great. Set a good tone for us, and he got us going. And you know, it seems like he does that frequently. He gets off to a lot of good starts, and it was good because we otherwise, you know, didn't seem to be making a lot of shots. I liked our energy, and I liked the way we were playing. We weren't turning it over. We were defending. And so he was able to knock down some shots and get us rolling.
Steve, 37 minutes, was that enough for Steph? It looked like you had an argument on your hands again in the third quarter when you took him out.
Actually, I don't think he did argue when I took him out. He may not have been happy, but he looked tired to me after about 8 minutes in that third, and so I took him out, I think, around the four-minute mark. And then we played him the whole fourth, I think. So it all worked out fine. And, you know, we tried – the biggest thing that changed in the second half is once I took Andre out at the six-minute mark of the third quarter, I did not want to bring him back in. You know, Andre, we don't want him playing huge minutes. And we thought we had the game in hand. And I told Andre after the game, if ever there was a game that showed that you're actually underpaid, tonight was the night. Because by not playing him, they got back in the game. We let Mirotić get free. And, you know, when Andre's on the floor, it's like, you know, the babysitter's there and everything's fine. But, you know, we take him out and we lose our poise a little bit. But I wasn't going to throw him back out there. We needed to hang on and allow him to rest. But I think that's why you saw what happened in the fourth quarter. You know, we got a little tired, we got a little rattled, and we didn't finish the game like we wanted to.
Steve, Jordan Bell got back into the rotation a little bit today. You said that you can see him playing in the next series. Now that the next series is here, do you expect Bell to be a factor against the Rockets?
I think he could be a factor. You know, I like what I've seen of him, not only on the floor the last couple games, But in practice, his focus is there, his energy, his athleticism. So he could definitely play a role in the next series.
Steve, I know the dust hasn't settled much, but what is your take on the Rockets? And what do you remember about that last game against them back in January?
I don't remember anything about the last game against them. I take that back. If I remember correctly, there were guys missing in all three games that we played on both sides. I think Harden missed a game. KD missed a game. Andre missed a couple. I think Andre missed opening night, if I remember. But, yeah, it's a weird deal because we haven't played them in so long, and we only played them three times just because of the schedule. So it's been a long time since we've seen them, but we know they're a great team, and we know they're ready, and we'll be ready for them.
Yeah, Steve, on Houston, how much do you think you have to raise your game to meet theirs, or do you think you're at the level you need to be right now?
Well, we're gonna need some contributions from our bench. We're gonna need to find some minutes, you know. And I think everybody has to stay ready. You know, it's a series where you got a lot of shooting out there for Houston, a lot of one-on-one play. We got to stay in front of them. Guys like Nick Young, Jordan Bell, Quinn, they all have to stay ready because we could use any of them in this matchup. Nick Young played really well against Houston this year, and he's a good matchup for them. So, you know, I think every series is different, and you have to look at your opponent and try to figure out what you need to do to match up and to win some battles. And we'll get together. Staff will get together tomorrow. Players will have tomorrow off, and we'll the staff will start building our game plan.
Coach, third quarter, you guys really put the throttle down on them. What was it coming out of the half that you guys talked about, and what allowed you guys to really put them away in the third?
Well, we felt like we probably should have had a bigger lead at halftime. I think it was only three, but we had back-to-back turnovers, maybe with 4 or 5 minutes left in the quarter, and it led to five quick points for them, and it changed the tone of the first half. So the main message at halftime was, we're doing great. We just had a couple of errors, and you have to remind guys that, you know, the ball is everything, and a couple turnovers can change the entire tone of the game. So the whole message was, just keep doing what you're doing, but be solid, and we'll break free. And I thought our guys were amazing in that third quarter and broke the game open.
Coach Kerr, you're starting five, 32 assists. Four of the players had, four of them have five or more assists, 37 rebounds. You only committed eight fouls. What went in your decision to not, to, you know, to tweak the starting lineup this game when you normally move things around?
Just because we played well last game, and you know, we might as well keep doing what we're doing if we're doing well. And New Orleans plays small. We know that they put shooters everywhere, and got one big guy with Davis, and so it's a small series, small game. So we decided to go with that five.
You said might as well keep stuff going while you're playing well. Any chance you want to reveal your starting lineup for Game One of the West Finals?
No.
Steve, Draymond was over here. Draymond wasn't an assist shy of a triple double tonight, and that kind of feels like his stat line of the series. What can you say about the impact he's had? Not just against the Pelicans, but throughout the postseason to this point?
Pretty much the same thing I've been saying for 4 years. The guy is huge energy, amazing defense, incredible basketball intellect. He's a future Hall of Famer. I mean, he's right in his prime right now, but this guy is the perfect modern-day NBA big. You know, he can guard everybody. He can step out and make threes. He can handle the ball in transition. This is what the NBA has become, and you have to have somebody like Draymond to have a good team. So we're lucky to have him.
Steve, at your logjam at center, it seems like Looney's kind of emerged as a very reliable. These two rounds, I think he's played 20 minutes in all but one game. Mm-hmm. Seemed like he maybe struggled a little bit in the second half tonight, but obviously held his own against Davis. What has he done to solidify that spot, and how much of a role or impact can he have against the Rockets?
Well, like Draymond, he's a guy who can guard multiple spots, and you know, he can switch on to point guards, or he can protect the rim, and that's what it takes these days to be a big in the league. And I blame Mike D'Antoni for making all of the big centers extinct in the NBA. I think, like, Zaza Pachulia should go down and complain to Mike, you know, say, "You ruined my career, Mike." But honestly, like when, you know, when Mike decided to go small in Phoenix, whenever that was, 2004 or 2005, and make Stoudemire his center, it started this chain reaction, and that's one of the reasons the game is just small and fast and open, and the big guys they have to be very specialized, and they have to be versatile, they have to be athletic, and it's tricky, you know. Zaza's been our starting center for 2 years, and in these playoffs, it's the game has changed so dramatically, and we'll see that obviously with Houston in a big way, because Mike's the guy who kind of started it all.
I thought it was
new. What was that?
Coach, it seemed, you know, obviously your defense has gone up and down during the season, but at times in this series, you guys clamped down defensively on the Pelicans. Is it where you want it to be right now?
Our defense?
Yeah.
Our defense has been great. In two series, we're, you know, number one ranked defense in the playoffs out of all 16 teams. Our guys have brought it. They've brought the energy. They've brought the juice, the awareness. And, you know, we have a team that can defend a lot of different styles. And that's important in the playoffs, because you see a lot of different teams, obviously.
And all throughout the playoffs, for extended post-game coverage, features, interviews, and more, there are several ways for you to hear Warriors Sound. The radio button in the top right corner of the Warriors team app will get you Warriors Sound 24/7, as will our homepage at warriors.com/sound. Plus, podcasts in the Apple Podcast app and in the iTunes Music Store are ready to download. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.